Oh, are we live? I'm not even fucking looking at the screen, dude. I'm like kind of busy over here.
See, this is how awkward OSF is, right? Like, he knows that we're live, and yet he can't bring himself to even say anything because he's that social.
Holy shit. Did you see that Ethwick right there? That was the local bottom, I guess. I mean, just like a lot off the lows. At least
I've got three free trades right now, lads. I feel like I should be hitting them off right now, right? It feels like we just hit the lows.
Bang them in.
Yeah, so what are we doing here?
I'm actually flat now. I covered everything on that last week. And then the rest right there.
All right, so I think I've got... Because remember, we only get our winnings here, so we might as well just put the most degenerate thing we possibly can, right?
Yeah, Solana's been pretty strong. Maybe you should do Solana. It didn't even break down. Oh, I might fucking long some Solana.
Yeah, I'm going to do that right now. That's what I'm trying to do. But I don't... Okay, I've got one. So I'm going to put it on 2,050x leverage, and we've put that on. All right? We're along 100k Solana. We got liquidated. I apologize. But I feel like I just want to buy Sol. Maybe... What do you think about Pepe here?
Because the ETH complex feels
heavier than Solana today, right? Than
Solana, yeah.
So maybe Whiff?
Yeah, maybe Whiff is a.
How are we going to get liquidated on Whiff? We've got to think about it's volatile right now, right? Like,
can you bring up Whiff?
Yeah, so let me just share my screen. Hold on, lads.
I'm looking at Whiff right now on the screen.
So Whiff is at 244. It went all the way down to 2.32. Do we do a 30x leverage? No, it's too high. 15x?
Yeah, 15 feels right.
Do 18. We'll do 18. We'll
live 18. Yeah, go on.
All right. Got to claim on my trades here, lads. 18x.
So you're claiming that's the bottom, huh? I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe.
Stop it, KBM.
Classic KBM. Hey,
we're going to zero.
I mean, just maybe we broke some levels. I mean, like, it needs to fucking show up now.
Let's live a little. Let's live a little.
Stocks are very weak. You know, risk. They've been down a bunch of days. I don't know. Yeah, you're probably right. That probably was the bottom.
Right. What else? What else are you doing? Doge.
I don't know.
You got a little bit of Doge.
Doge here.
But I'm going to do more levered for Doge. Let's do 50x levered for Doge. Doge.
Man, what a fucking rip off the bottom. I covered at least, but it would have been nice to flip. But you can't have everything.
Okay, so we are long Doge, Whiff, and Solana. Send it, lads. Fucking send it. When we only get the winnings here. We do not get the 2 grand that we start with. So we have to go max risk on, I think, for all of these trades.
Yeah.
I think that's the bottom. Bitcoin realized around that level. Or at least around that level, I think we had a nice little touch of it.
There wasn't a ton of volume down there. I mean, there wasn't a lot of selling pressure. It kind of just like fucking fake broke there. That 60 level. Bounced right off.
What do you think? I mean, you're saying all this stuff is weak. I know stocks are a little bit weak, but it doesn't feel like crypto should be falling out of bed in the way that it has. It just feels like it's a bit of a...
Can you really... It went up fucking from like 25K to 72K. Without a downtick. It's not really that like egregious.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, it's like short term. In the last week or so, crypto has definitely underperformed everything. It feels like.
Yeah. Just a fucking high beta, you know, bottle thing. Yeah. I don't know. I think it can go a lot lower easily. Like, it's not like I'm playing for that, but it definitely can. People need to be like aware of that.
It definitely can. You know. What I'm looking at is the Bitcoin that realized price, which it always bounces off, is like 58K. We got to 59 just then. I think we could have a bit of a bounce here.
I mean, it's definitely. Anyway. I personally bought some Solana. Anyway, so episode 70.
We do not have another guest.
What?
We don't have another guest today. We have all been a little bit tied up. I have been busy with To Duck. KBM's obviously trading up a storm in OSF. Has been helping in various different things as well. So we didn't manage to secure a guest, but last time we did this show, we created a shitcoin live in air. Hopefully it doesn't go as crazy this time.
No, that was like two shows ago. You've been in a time warp so long.
Last time we did a show without a guest.
Which
was actually quite a docile show in the
end. Wow, fuck me. This is a good bounce. I'm kind of just disappointed that I don't have stuff. Anyway, sorry.
That's it's a power bounce, isn't it? Like, what is that? Bitcoin 61K again.
Yeah.
You know what it is? There's so much fucking gross positioning in crypto is so big right now. Like, there are a ton of shorts and there are a ton of longs and they're all on leverage. Yeah. And it's just like this fucking thing that's ready to just like.
Once it like picks a direction, I might actually short stuff here. You guys keep talking. I'm working.
We're going to all time highs now, KVM. All right. Do you want to do the intros?
Let's do the intros. Yeah. This show is sponsored by Rollbit, as you guys know. Episode 70.
Do you have this written down? Like,
well, I don't.
Not memorized. Not written down.
You know this off the top of your head by this stage.
I have it written down because I think it sounds more natural.
Wow.
Well, I want to give it a more natural feeling rather than just like reading off something, right? So. Yeah, sometimes I even pretend to forget, so it, you know, it gives it a bit of
maybe too natural.
Oh. Maybe a little bit too natural.
My short is printing. You should have shorted for the folks at home. Oh god.
Do we get liquidated? Anyway, Rollbit.com, our sponsors, episode 70. We'll have two codes to give away.
Oh man.
And we'll give away the winnings of our trades at the end of the show. If we lose money and we bring you on, then you have to pay us. Is that the rule as well?
Yeah. Hopefully somebody took my short right there with me because we're about to print because that wasn't the bottom.
Code is crypto.
It feels like KVM about halfway through this show is going to be calling it quits.
2522.
I'm retiring. Giving my letter to the boss. Fuck the
boss. Anyone call that short?
Called it pretty well today on Twitter, I must say. That was nice. To get the Twitter clout and the P&L, major P&L day.
So, you always get one will work eventually, right?
I mean, like, you know, if that's the way it looks, that's the way it looks. But there are risk management OSF. But no, this one was a home run, obviously. Anyway, what's there to talk about? Duck is epic. I mean, it held up pretty well.
Let's talk about the duck. Yeah, let's talk about the duck.
Yeah.
Big cat listing.
How the hell did we get BitJet? Like that was a wild
big in Asia. Big
in Asia.
It is
I didn't realize how big an exchange they were until kind of a couple of days ago. But yeah, they've come in, flying in. We got Poloniex today as well, which is like the one that Justin Sun owns. He likes the duck, clearly. now we gotta get Kwakken. Now we gotta get all the US exchanges.
Kwakken is the goal.
Yeah. That would be something, wouldn't it?
It does look like, just an update on our trades, guys, we have not been liquidated.
You're about to be, for sure.
It looks like our Doge long has easily been the worst. Doge is not bouncing. So
I'm adding to my
shorts, I'm stressed looking at these liquidation levels, lads. It looks very likely that we get liquidated on Doge. The other two will be fine. The duck has been wild. It's like literally taken over my life for the last 2 weeks, right? Like had to save the duck, and then it's turned into like, right, you can't, not only are you saving it, this actually has a shot. And launching a meme coin at probably what is the worst time ever to launch a meme coin in the last 6 months, right? Like it has been horrific out there in markets. Solana,
but it's up. It's the only thing that's up.
Yeah,
it's an inverse coin, some are saying. So we better be careful.
Yeah, exactly.
Some are saying it's inverse.
It's a flight to safety. That's what people are calling it.
Quite literally.
It is. Solana was it 200 when I launched this coin? Like literally, was it 200? And now
he's at 200, wasn't it?
Now Solana is barely holding on to 130 and touched 116 during the process. So the last few, and at the same time, like literally every other Solana shitcoin has been eviscerated, right? Whiff went from 4.6 now to like 2.4.
Wow, should have taken my shorts again. I don't know.
I think
you told me to go long.
I did say long. Yeah, see, that's how quickly the fucking wind changes on this side of the desk. People don't get it. like wind blue, and
people
then
will never
the,
get it.
I saw the Nasdaq go right back down. I was like, okay, like
we're about to get like what it looks like on Doge, guys.
Oh god, not... stocks hitting lows. It's over for you guys.
Oh no, but we're bouncing.
Oh.
Anyway, what else is going on? Dubai flooded. Everyone flew to Dubai. Imagine going there right now.
Yeah.
I had Dubai FOMO, and now I just really have massive joy.
None. Dubai, yeah. Dubai not going blessing. I feel very excited that I did not go. I mean, it's not really, I don't know.
Have you been before KBM?
I've been there before. It's pretty like, I don't know. It feels like there's no culture. It's like kind of just like, you know, it's weird.
I'm not.
I don't love it.
Yeah, I'm not a massive fan.
No, it's pretty fucking far flight just to go do that, realistically.
Yeah, and I always feel like, I don't know, the crypto scene there is always like, it's always on the edge of scam.
Yeah, maybe not even on the edge.
We got liquidated, like guys.
They like move there to, you know, not have to get extradited.
Yeah, exactly. But, it kind of feels like that, which is not great. Like when you hear about a project coming from Dubai, you're just like, maybe I'll have a little look at this one again.
What else should we talk about today? I don't know. We have probably some guest questions. I saw a lot of questions coming through on the Twitter, actually.
Yeah,
then we just like run through those. I'm literally not looking at the screen at all. I'm completely in the trading verse. So you guys could call out the
maybe OSF questions. Could call out the
because I'm not looking at all
the questions.
Where do I see the questions?
I don't even know. I think if you guys want to ask any questions, let's start there.
Wow, we prepped hard for this one. Maybe the every intern can just start throwing shit on the screen.
And we'll be.
Maybe
we
should have talked about them beforehand. But
what do you think of the new pad?
He's gonna find something forward to Telegram. If you look, I just saw that pop up.
Oh, okay.
And then OSF's gonna read them out.
Okay.
And then we can answer them.
Perfect.
Solid feels, and interactive.
It feels
show.
Like I'm about to go into pump.fun imminently, guys. So
no.
Just load it up. Just have a little look. Just have a little gander.
I saw that Franklin is bored. That guy is like a pump.fun. He's launched 1,000 coins on there.
I didn't know
that. That's yesterday.
I didn't know this until came out and pulled him out on it. But yeah, apparently.
I just saw that.
Did you know this, OSF?
He says he doesn't buy them or participate in them. He's just like
that Franklin's been making loads of coins.
Pumping them out.
Did you know this, OSF?
I didn't.
Yeah, you know, Franklin, the.
Yeah. You know, Franklin is bored.
We had him on the show, actually.
He is a friend of the show.
Friend of the show. He is a prolific creator of pump.fun coins. He's made hundreds, apparently.
He's a strong seed. Many children of pump.fun.
I don't know. Like, can you make that much money? Oh my god, KBM,
he says he doesn't buy it.
Guys, we are going to the moon. We are going to the moon.
What happened?
I don't know. I'm just seeing our positions going from one has got liquidated, but the other two, man, we are
this show's cracked with this like leverage trading, and we just like cheer every cent now on the show. I don't know.
Should we answer these questions?
Yeah, what's
yeah
the
that's the point.
Okay, KBM, what's your average time in a trade?
Man, it depends. I mean, you saw right there, I long
one to 3 seconds
immediately got out, but then like this morning, I've been short Bitcoin since 63K this morning off the open, 9:30 a.m. How many hours is that? 3 hours? That's pretty long. So honestly, probably like 30 minutes to an hour. It depends. I'm like taking very big size and like catching quick moves and getting out. That's kind of like my whole soil for the whole career.
Yeah,
but so, I mean, like obviously I swing trade too, but I don't know. Are we really counting those? Not really. Like long-term positions.
Know this because we did. Was it NFPs or there was some macro data recently? I said to KPM, you know, I think I'm gonna go long here, and I think it's gonna go up about 70K. And you know, like 2 days later, I checked in on it. Was like, I told him several times over that period. It's like,
no, yeah,
keep the trade. It's gonna go 70, and it hit 70K. And I was like, oh, great. And it went to 72, and I literally told KPM, I'm taking it off. And I knew that in the space of that time, he'd been in and out of the trade about 1,000 times.
Like, oh, 1,000. We spoke about it, and I was like, I'm gonna hold this one. Like, yeah. Man, I was right. This is a nice spot for a bounce. think like maybe the bottom was, I mean, I'm looking at the chart. I could just look at it.
It was like 66 and a bit, like maybe.
Yeah, something like 62, I think it was. It went up to like 66 and I got out immediately. I don't know. Either way, yeah, my time frame's pretty short. And I don't know. Yeah, that's just that. It is what it is. I
can't live like that, man.
No, yeah, no. You know, well.
Some people can't live without it.
Exactly.
No, yeah. It's only good when the market's active, obviously. Like, that's like the problem. Because if it's not active and you like get caught up taking as many trades and you can't slow yourself down and be disciplined, you can really die death by 1,000 cuts. And that has obviously happened to me in the past.
All right. Next question. Is the bull run over?
Depends who you ask. I think we're going to
the fucking
we are going to the moon.
The bull run. There's a bull market somewhere. There's always a bull market somewhere. Our friend of the show, Jim Cramer, says. He says that.
Nah, we're nowhere near the end of this run, in my opinion. That is my. I think we're only just beginning.
Now. I don't know.
I don't think we're just beginning. I think we're like mid. I thought we're mid cycle.
Yeah. It's always better to be long, obviously. So there's no reason.
I actually have no idea, really. I just hope it's not the end because I haven't sold everything yet.
What? Hong Kong about to launch ETFs? What, mate?
Hong Kong's they're going to buy like a million of ETFs. Like,
huge, massive inflows. Anyway, next question. What do you guys got?
Next question. Which one should? There's a shit ton of questions here. Let me scroll down. Where can I purchase Mando's baby oil?
You know, I'll go get the bottle of it. Actually, it's
right by your bedside table.
Yeah,
I was like, is it on the desk?
It's on the desk.
We just moved out, so I don't know where.
I know. Where are you now? You're up in a.
I'm in the loft, but like it's loft, because attic, yeah. We have some family staying as well. I won't normally be here. I'll be in a different room. But yeah, it's sweet. Actually, we've moved to the beach. So it's sunny.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's good life.
Same everyone's here. I just don't go outside.
Life. Yeah, exactly.
The beach is right there.
What about you? When are you moving to the beach?
I'm not a beach person, really. I'm very much a city person. Yeah,
it's the rain.
I get bored at the beach. I like the rain, cold.
Yeah,
pretty.
Yeah. How would you approach turning $1,000 into $10,000?
Wow. I think if you're gonna try and turn $1,000 into $10,000, you got to appreciate you can lose the $1,000 very, very quickly.
Yeah, probably like instantly, right?
Like if you're gonna try and lever trade, like you could make that, but at the same time, you're gonna be lucky to do that. Like 10x's are not easy.
You can also just figure it out really quickly by just playing roulette or something. And you'll just like know instantly if it's gonna happen rather than fuck around.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like the market right now, like do you think shit coins are better than 50-50 odds? Like you can double your money?
Oh god. Most of them are gonna go to zero. Most of them are on the path to zero. Like once they turn, a lot of them are just done, right? Mm. Not like you're buying a dip on most of these and you get fucking rewarded, besides maybe the main ones. Yeah, you can make money like that in shitcoins for sure, right? I don't know. Are they still working?
It's got to be shit. I feel like turning a grand into 10 grand.
It can only be shit. Like, what else are you going to do? Like,
or airdrops, maybe? Or you could do like 100x leverage.
Leverage,
something like that. Yeah. Like,
so you've got three pockets there. You've got airdrops, you've got shitcoins, and you've got lever trading
and straight gambling.
Or straight gambling out of those four. Out of those four, which is like, let's be honest, they're all very similar. What right now, if you were to do it, would you think is going to make you that money?
Straight gambling. I think you got a higher chance straight gambling than buying a shitcoin right now. Not gonna lie.
What's the odds that? You have to double four times, is that?
Well, there are different bets in roulette, you know, or something. You could just get it over with.
Just think if you're trying to 10x in 24 hours, you probably are not going to do it on your shitcoin right now, are you?
No. I mean, you're going to be in it. You're going to get a lot more pain and suffering with the shitcoin thing, at least, because it's never going to go to zero instantly. You're just going to like suffer and be like, become a community member. Whereas if you just, you know, throw it down roulette, you're done. You can just go outside and you know, that happened. You're poor now. It's over.
10x is
no languishing.
Yeah, 10x's overnight don't really happen, do they? I would say that if you're going to do it, it probably would be levered trading right now because the market's very volatile. Like, so you can probably
agree.
You can probably do a 10x. Like a shitcoin to do 10x, I think is difficult. But if you were going to do if you were to time a 100x long on a
level, if you just listened to me earlier this morning, you would have made it.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you because the market's very volatile right now.
It's leverage trading right now for sure.
I would say it is probably leverage trading. But at the same time, you've just seen we got liquidated on Doge, right? So like, but appreciate that it's volatile. You have to time these things perfectly. If we had literally started the show when we were meant to start the show, I would have caught that one perfect for us all. But we had to time it kind of mid into that bounce. So kind of annoying.
Always the case, huh? Always the case of timing.
Always the case. But yeah, that's what I would say. I would say shit. I would say lever trading right now. And then I would probably say if you're going to try and 10x your money, doesn't feel like the Seoul casino is open today.
No, it's closed today, I think.
No, yeah, Meme Coin Casino is not the place. That's for sure.
Yeah, at least today. It may come back, you know, in a few days, but it does feel like if you're going to try and catch like a 100k market cap coin to go into 1 million,
unless
the duck is the duck going to do a 10x overnight?
Well, I was going to say, unless you load up the old pumped up fund again. But...
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Let's make some millionaires on this chat.
Oh, my God.
I've made everyone on this chat way too much money, and I've had to fucking carry the bag since. Like, no one sent me any coins. Like, no, I had one person DM me.
Whoa. I gave you a shit.
Someone said, sent me one thing being like, hey, here's 100k. He showed me a P&L of 100k. And was like, hey, look at all the money I made. And I was like, oh, thanks, man.
I mean, yeah, it did. It's not like we're printing money off this. I'm up, but
yeah.
It's unrealized. So anyway, what's the next question?
Next one.
Let's have a look. Scroll through these questions. What did you guys do before all this?
We're all traders.
Day one from college. All hired as traders.
I feel like that doesn't really give a lot of comfort to people who are like, oh, I could just...
Shit.
To hear like, oh, I used to be like a, I don't know, like a piano teacher and I just made it in crypto. And I was a fucking trader for 10 years.
Yeah, I've been trading since 2009.
So. Did you have a job before that? You had some weird jobs, OSF, in the past.
I used to sell washing machines, yeah, electrical goods.
Oh, cameras. I sold Cutco knives like when I was in college or high school or some shit. I guess does that count?
What's that?
Not just knives. I don't know. You like selling to friends and family. It's like a Ponzi scheme, like multi-level marketing scheme.
Sounds like something for you.
Yeah.
I worked in a mug factory for a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I tied sandbags too. Like you just collect sand and tie the bags, hurts your hands, creates calluses.
Wow. We all had some pretty manual labor style jobs. OSF sold washing machines. I worked in a mug factory and
yeah.
He's like,
you need that. Then you need to get broken a little bit out there in the manual labor world when you're growing up or else doesn't build character.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a good question. Why on episode 70 are we still fucking up the intro and all the text?
Well, I was busy. But yeah,
is that from the producer?
Someone asked that question. I mean, there's one of these. How after 70 episodes?
Like the intern just wrote that himself.
From the producers.
The exact wording is, how after 70 episodes are you guys scuffed every goddamn episode? Laugh my ass off.
Look, I'll be honest. Right, for a long period, like these two didn't even have roadcasters, so it was just on me and I
still don't. Mine broke or something. I'm like,
I can hook you up with a repair, by the way.
Yeah, thanks.
And you know, it actually takes quite a lot to get a show going. You'd be surprised. Like you open up StreamYard, and half the things just don't seem to work in my experience. And also, I think we travel a lot. That's the other thing. We're all traveling a lot to a lot of shows, different houses.
always on the run.
Conferences. So like setup always takes a little bit of time with that. And then the guest always fucks up with it as well. So yeah, that's it. Although I would say that we are definitely amongst the worst. Technically, yeah. Like I've been on other shows, like professional crypto shows, and they are
people
like
people have said that they love our production with some guests.
No, we think we have an amazing producer. It's on us that I'm saying. Yeah, we are just a terrible three when it comes to tools to work with. I think
I didn't know you felt that way about us.
Don't tell me that. Maybe I'm the worst out of us three, but yeah, you two aren't fucking amazing. KBM, you had like a mic strapped together with duct tape for the last 6 months.
I got rid of that one. Now it's like a one that won't charge anymore. So I'm like plugged into the fucking computer with a long plug because it's wireless and doesn't charge. I don't know what's going on over here.
Yeah, don't take it personal, but yeah, we're not doing it great. Right, what else have we got next?
Just looking through.
Crypto just did not bounce, did it?
No, I told you to short.
So you didn't tell me to long.
Well, I did. Yeah, then I said short after you'd already longed. I fucking flipped it and reversed it on you. Sorry about that. It's over. So the short's printing. That's good. I mean, I didn't short a lot, but
Solana liquidation incoming, guys.
Oh God, what a disaster!
Yeah.
Someone asked me how warm my whiskey is usually. I like it lukewarm.
It's weird.
Yeah. Fuck me. This is really anyway. not a good crypto market, right? Like even it's kind of bounce.
I mean, the stock market's going straight down. It broke all the fucking moving averages, broke all trends. Everything there looks garbage. Semiconductors are holding up and they're about to break down.
Mm.
It doesn't look good, mate. I would say that was not the bottom, if I had to guess. Sorry, gents. 52K coming up.
Who is the most influential influencer this cycle?
Influencer. Probably Ansem. Right?
Ansem, I guess.
Ansem had his. Yeah, he can move some shit coins. That's for sure.
It's a touch of what?
Oh, I don't fucking care. I don't want to be an influencer. I don't fucking care.
Oh, he can move some shit coins if he wants to.
Who was the?
Popular. Oh my god.
The last few years, who's it been? Who's it gone from? I feel like for a period it was Gainsy, and then it kind of went away from him for a little bit. But like he was definitely the I think.
Rookie was 2021 was all about Rookie, wasn't it?
Rookie, yeah. I remember for a period, yeah. I haven't like the OGs that people talk about, like Kobe and GCR. They just haven't really been that active, right? Like GCR's only just come back, and Kobe.
What would you do when you make hundreds of millions of
dollars? Yeah, I know. Well, I'm basically saying the main characters are new. Yeah, like, it's not OGs, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they always will be new, I guess. Right. Like, if you made 100 million this year, would you come? Would you like stay on Twitter? I mean, I know KBM would then lose it all, so he'd still be
very funny. That's a little too close to home.
I think I would. I'd still hang around. Why not? Talk about.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck else you got to do? It's like, you know, travel around and shitpost.
Yeah, I guess so.
Kind of like
Alex Weiss was it for a bit, right? He was him.
All right, next question.
Is 404 the only way for ETH NFTs to come back? That's a good question.
I mean, what even is this question? No, not even, who even knows what that means?
I got the ERC 404 is like the.
Yeah, I know what it is. I'm just like trolling that it's like so fucking niche. That, like, come on.
I got a good question. Beanie says that he thinks punks are going to 10 to 15 ETH. What do you think?
That's a good question.
I haven't even looked at the price of punks.
I could see that happening. And despite owning a punk.
Crypto punks.
I think they're like 40, roughly.
Looking.
The The thing is,
it's possible if ETH fucking topped right there, right?
Oh, guys, we are about to get liquidated in Solana.
Market is adding on.
What's our liquidation price on Solana?
128.7.
Oh, God. I see it off on a different screen. I see it 128.9.
Yeah, we're basically there. Sorry, guys. Volatile. We probably put the leverage a little bit too high this time. Showing off the Rollbit products. we will... it's coming back. Oh, no. Solana could be over.
Wow. Yeah. Market's fucking cooked. It's over, guys, Jen.
Oh. Solana's over. We are now hoping that Whiff can save us. Lower levered on Whiff. For me.
I don't think it's going to save you, bud. I think you need to make peace with your maker and just accept that it's over.
Yeah. Well, I think we only get the winnings, right? So actually, like, we are net nothing on this. Like, we have to go for the most Larry trade that we can each day. Yeah. We should just pile it into the fucking to the duck every single day and see what that ends up. All right, next question. Do you believe in Raoul's crypto summer thesis?
What the hell is that?
I mean, I think people faded Raoul Paul last year, and then this year he's just like absolutely crushed it. I would not.
Damn, fade. Bro, we're about to nuke 60k again.
I would not fade that. I think we're going a lot higher. Wow, I think he's short nailed just this cycle.
Just and, as we just smashed through 60k.
It's fine.
The juxtaposition of like Mando's bullish talk as like prices just go.
The thing is, no one can tell me why it's going lower. So basically,
I just told you, bro. It's fucking everything's going down. Risk assets.
Why?
Why? Because they went up too much too quickly.
Right. So then it's just a healthy correction. Then we continue to go higher. It's not like I'm sitting here going like, oh my god, COVID just hit.
You know that thing everyone always says, like all the longs always like, it's a really healthy correction, bro. Like, get the weak hands out, man, and like, position is going to be a lot cleaner. Yeah, bullish selling. Mate, there's no such thing as fucking bullish selling. I'll tell you that. Like,
bullish selling.
I am
bullish dip.
People are just freaking out because they don't even know why. We were literally
it's not even down. That's what. What do you mean? Are people freaking out? It's down 3%. Bitcoin's
literally down about 60% in 2 weeks.
They're worthless vapor.
Bitcoin's down 20%.
Don't say that about my memes.
Guys, you were talking. There's an episode a couple ago where you're talking about fucking Vanguard being in retirement accounts and memes and shit.
I think it's happening, man. I think
that was top.
That was the top. I was thinking about this the other day.
Someone showed me the other. Did you see this tweet today about Hex? You know, the Richard Hart scam coin? That, like, you know how it was like down 99%?
Isn't KBM behind that whole scam?
I know. Somebody traced my wallets to it. Never touched it in my life. Like, he's a Hex insider. I fucking wish.
They claimed that you owned Bybit or something.
Yeah, no. Like, I was like Richard Hart inner circle. I mean, I have been on that private jet with him if you check that meme out.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I messaged you, be like, hey, is this true? And you're like, I don't even want to respond to it because it's so untrue.
Yeah, like, I mean... I never owned it. I wish I were, though. I mean, he seems like he made a lot.
Anyway, it's gone down 99%. And then that was like a meme a few months ago. It's then gone down 99% again. And it's about to go down 99% for the third time. Like, wow. It's done 99% down.
That's math for you, isn't it?
That's scary.
You can always do 99% down.
Man,
it's over. In Russia,
I think, something like that, right? People saying he's hanging out.
No idea. I'll text him later.
Would you have an extradition country of choice, KBM?
It's got to be Indonesia, right?
Sounds like you thought about that.
yeah. I've thought about it too. I think Bali is a good it's a good place, right? And when P. Diddy went on that jet, everyone was saying he's going to Bali.
They have good scuba diving, you know, beautiful landscape. Yeah. Obviously the infrastructure's not the greatest, but you make do with what you can between there and Dubai.
Yeah, I know some people who live there. Like, the traffic's bad, but like, it's good life. Kyle, that's where Kyle, we should try and get him on the show, right? Mm-hmm. Although he is
Kyle Davies.
People seem to like Suzu but hate Kyle Davies. What's happened there?
I don't know.
So that's more in the background. Did you see the P&L difference between?
I was like looking at that, but then I didn't dig in more. Like, what the hell was that?
So did you see this OSF?
You're trying to lose as much money as possible.
No, so I've seen it. It's like some sort of like trading competition thing, right? Like,
yeah. Why are they down 10 million? What?
No, but Suzu's up like a lot now, and Kyle Davies is still down a lot.
Oh wow,
kind of funny.
I just saw a shot of them both down like 10 million. I didn't know if it was dollars or what the fuck that was.
I think it's not real money, right?
It's like paper trading. It's like on their exchange or whatever.
Yeah. Well, they shut the exchange down. I think it's just.
Oh, did they?
I don't know what it is now. Ox.fun.
Who would be the Kyle Davies in our. I guess I'm the Kyle Davies in
yours. You're the Kyle.
Yeah.
By definition, you're
Kyle Davies. Just a random white guy. That's a shame. Yeah, but Barley is the next one. That's the answer to that question. That was from me.
That wasn't a guest question. That was just you.
No, that was just for me. That one.
Interesting.
Next question. Should we go?
Sure. Let's see. What's the most amount of leverage you would take with a $10,000 account?
Probably 100x, 200x if it's Bitcoin, maybe.
Yeah, I do not do 100x that often, if I'm honest. Like, I would say once every few months at like a real low in Bitcoin, I'll be like, right, 100x.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to do it anything besides like Bitcoin, but like, obviously I'm not recommending it, but definitely.
I do it 100 times a day. 100x.
It's about 100 times a day.
So it depends who you're asking. Crazy. I can't look at charts that much. Like, I'll put on 100x if I really, really feel like it's a generational bottom sort of thing, not just like we're down 20%. But I would generally say my leverage is between 10 and, well, 5 and 20 times is normally what I go for. Yeah. But sometimes, like, if it's overnight, I'll use it as kind of like as an option trade, right? Like a takeout option trade. Like, so I don't mind having maybe slightly higher if it's just like at resistance or at support. OSF hates using leverage, by the way. He's like,
I'm not a leverage. I just feel like you can still make loads of money without leverage. So I don't know
very
why.
Very responsible and smart.
I just think I've done all right without using leverage, and so I don't feel the need to use it, you know.
Well, once you start, you can't stop. So,
all right.
These episodes are hilarious.
I think that I sleep better when I'm not don't have leverage, but then. You can make money back very quickly. Maybe I'm stealing everybody's time. You know?
I think that's one of my all-time favorite moments on this show.
Oh, Christ. I'm dying over here.
OSF, you act like you haven't... OSF has this like holier-than-now thing about leverage. He's like, never use leverage. And yet he'll put everything into some random shit coin, which will then go down 60%, and he feels as though, oh, you know, I didn't take the same level of.
Well,
level
if it's of down, if you put on leverage, right, and you get liquidated, that's down 100%, but down 60% is 100%. So it gives you like another bite at the apple to throw it in something else.
Okay, but let's put it this way: you put the equivalent of like, let's say we put in 500 grand, you can do that in leverage, and you can put on 500 grand of risk, but with. I don't know, 50 grand of capital. So you're only ever going to lose 50K. You can put 500 grand into shitcoin and it drops 60%. So you can lose way more.
Yeah.
Way more. Like, if you're looking at it the right, I agree with you, the whole of your portfolio should never be in leverage. Like, that just makes no sense. But if you have a slice that you can, like, take up to that level.
I just think, well, the thing is, like,
it's loss well, which is a good thing.
The max loss. I just don't feel like I have an edge on, like, trading majors on leverage, you know what I mean? Whereas, like, I feel like I can have an edge in trading shit coins. Like you might see a coin and it's like, oh, this is definitely going higher.
It's a stylistic thing then.
Yeah, it's a stylistic thing, I think. Yeah. I might see something, I think this is definitely going higher. I'm just going to put in like a shit ton of money into it. And then either it goes higher or it doesn't. But look, it's hard. I find it hard to have that same conviction on leverage. Sometimes you do, but then like sometimes you trick yourself into thinking you have that conviction when you don't really. And that's what I find difficult about trading.
I wonder how you guys are rich considering you just long support on a clear short. The fucking Ham Palace says. I shorted, by the way. Let the record be known. After selling them along.
So I long support. Why would I not long support?
Yeah, I think he needs resistance with the 61 resistance. Area.
This but, guy sounds like a sheep. Come at me.
Fucking Buckingham Palace. He's creative, at least.
Fucking, of course I'm a long fucking support.
He means earlier when he got liquidated. Don't take it personally.
That is a big difference between myself and KBM, actually. I would say that you look for areas of support and you might short them because if it then breaks through that, it goes down a lot.
I mean, I've stopped. Yes and no. That's like a good way to get fucked up in crypto.
That is a good way to get fucked up. But like, I remember that was one of the main ways you made money, even in the bull market, right? Like,
he said he's joking, by the way, guys. Don't get too butthurt about that.
No, we're pissed. Block this guy. Mute him.
Anyone else seen the support on the duck?
No. Yeah, I had the duck chart up every single day, just on my screen, and it's pretty well supported. I'm surprised it just doesn't really break down, does it?
I'm gonna get it projected over the bed, actually.
Yeah, the duck fucks.
Duck fucks. Who's running the Twitter account there?
Who's running the Twitter? That's what I want to know.
Weird motherfucker. Sometimes I know there's a lot of people on it, but somebody's a little too ham on it.
People on that. I saw some good tweets yesterday that got deleted or something. I don't wonder what happened there.
The ones talking about wanking, doing cigs, and eating Doritos between them or something? Yeah, doing lines.
One, that one got deleted.
What people should know is that the intern is essentially six different people.
Yeah, so you never know what you're going to get on that account.
You get a slice of personality on different time zones is basically what you get.
It's a fucking full schizophrenic duck account.
The shit posting there, I think, is second to none, though. Is basically become an alt account for about 10 different people, which is great. Taking this thing to the moon. That's definitely been the most fun thing about the about setting this up is actually having like an alt account we can have fun with.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Someone's on epicduckcoin.com.
Duck business. All right. So we are about, thing is, like, we haven't actually made any money here, guys, for the third week running. In fact, we're just down. It looks like on this.
At this point, I'm not sure why people are even listening to the show. There's not really anything to.
I can cash out here. We have a grand and a half. Do we just roller coaster it and let Jesus take the wheel?
Yeah. Definitely.
But should we just have 500k? I think. Yeah, so we just have 500k.
500k.
Sorry, wrong account. We just
have five screen, I guess. Wrong account.
We just have 500 on this one. KBM, what are we doing here on the roller coaster?
I need you to go to the 1 minute chart, firstly.
Okay. Not the 12-hour. You're not a 12-hour guy.
12-hour is not going to cut it.
Okay, this is the 3-minute or zoom 1 minute. This looks like it's about to
go
descend.
100x.
Yeah. Long? Short?
You love short. Long. Just go long.
Yeah?
You love long.
Let's go long.
As long as up move. Now. I gave finger on the trigger to cash. I can't see shit. Are you ready to cash out if it goes up? I can't see the price. I don't even know.
There's no money. There's no money being made.
I know, but where's the price? Oh,
there we go. I see it. I see that we're really close to the bust price.
What are we looking to make?
Yeah, it's 100x.
What are we looking to make here, guys?
I would just try to like double your money. I don't know what you're trying to do here.
Okay. So at least have grand to give away to.
What's the price? I can't see it.
I think you go all the way. Just keep running it.
Oh, that's fuck. It wasn't quick enough.
Oh, it's a little slippage on that click.
Massive slippage, man.
I don't know. Just give somebody $800.
This is going higher.
It's going higher.
Can we do it again?
Oh, it's decorated lower now. I can get in the same level. Should I go in there, or are we, or is this going to
Yeah, get in. It's clearly at some support level, yeah, right?
Fucking...
We like to long support here. Oh!
Oh, there we go.
I can't see shit, but...
Take it out.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's no. Over. It's back.
Oh, shit.
Just...
We are losing all of our money on this show.
What's happened here?
We've got it's like frozen. Well, this has been a real fun episode, guys.
People
enjoyed it.
Do we have
a lot of good info
or not at this stage? We're about to get liquidated again, head people.
A lot of big brain stuff. See this Ox Mackey thing? What's he doing? He's cooking some shit on ETH. He's like posting all that nonsense. Mackey?
The sushi guy,
yeah, Zurex Mackey.
Yeah, isn't that the sushi swap creator?
Yeah, he's doing something. Him and, I think Suzu might be involved too. I don't know.
Really?
He's like, something's going on here. Some kind of coin or something they're cooking.
People thought that was SBF for a while, right?
Yeah. I don't know, something like that. But like, maybe that's worth following along. There's some alpha for some people. If it goes to zero, don't blame me for telling you about it, though.
Have we got codes, OSF? They're asking for codes.
Yeah, one more code to give away. The code is... To the moon, 3639. To the moon, 3639.
Any others? Is that it? I don't think we gave any codes, right? Or is it...
That's it, really.
Our loyal guests are not being rewarded at this current moment. Maybe someday in the future, we'll clean that up for you.
The thing is, we have to go max leverage because we only get the winnings, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'd play it safe. But if you play it safe, we actually win nothing for you guys. So we've got to go max leverage.
Could have shorted and won, most likely. Damn, when is this from? 2022.
Wow. Did you make that yourself?
This is so good.
What the fuck is the intern doing right now?
We need to take that for the duck, man.
Yeah, I think we do. Cop, send that in the chat, intern.
We need that for the duck profile. We need that for the duck.
Yeah. That was too good.
All right, guys. So we didn't make it on this week. We had no guests. We basically just shit talked for the whole show. Our three favorite acquisition countries, Bali. I think that was the takeaway from this show. We will have a guest on next week. But yeah, thanks a lot for putting up with us and our technical difficulties for the 70th show. And we will see you again next week.
All right.